Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeffrey Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
For a man who's as desperately fond of his wife as I am, I seem to be making a thorough mess of my marriage. Marcia wouldn't come home last night because she found out that I'd been with Stella that night and not at the office, as I had allowed her to believe. Oh, I'll patch it up all right, but sort of thing simply shouldn't happen. And here's something I'm completely baffled about. Marcia found out I was at Stella's flat that night from Millie Moffat. But how in the devil did Millie know? Well, let me think. I knew, and Stella knew, and the only other person was Harry Palmer. I'd better have a word with Harry. Not that I think for an instant he'd go about telling Ted.
Well, Harry,
how did Millie get onto it?
You can search me, old boy. What rotten luck.
Well, that's the understatement of the week. You didn't let anything drop, did you?
I don't be at that.
No, of course not. She must have found out somehow.
I hate to say this, Jeff, but it's all your own fault.
What is? Going to Stella's flat that evening?
Oh, don't talk like a fool.
Well, you didn't have to.
Of course I had to. Stella, like me, thought the conference was for late the next afternoon. And so she took all the stuff we needed home with her. How many more times do I have to tell you?
You really don't have to be cagey with me, Jeff.
Cagey? Who the devil's being cagey?
Oh, I can understand you being careful where Marcia's concerned. I mean, it's only natural, but if you want to pull strings to get La Bronson to yourself once in a while, well, why not?
What are you talking about?
My dear chap, you can admit it to me, can't you? Well, hang it, I'm not about using the odd subterfuge myself occasionally.
Once and for all, I did not contrive that night's work in Stella's flat.
All right. You were the lily-white victim of circumstance. Don't you remember what we used to say in the army? You don't get court-martialed for what you do. You get it for being caught.
This is the same thing. I'm in the soup because I was a fool. Nothing else.
But we can natter for a week and the question's still not answered.
How did Millie Moffat find out? If you didn't tell her.
The walls in this building have ears.
Just what do you mean by that?
It was all over the place the next morning.
No.
Of course it was. As a matter of fact, Millie brought the dope to me, thinking it was a spicy bit of gossip hot from the griddle.
Well, how the devil could the word have got around?
The grapevine. Who knows? Maybe someone saw you leaving Stella's at 1 o'clock in the morning. Maybe Stella let it drop.
It wasn't me. I don't expect it's any use saying anything to Millie.
Oh, good Lord, no. That'd be the very worst thing you could do. Shut up about it, Jeff. Shut up and hope for the best. If you really want to cultivate an office wife, try to do it in office hours. Until you learn to organize better.
Well, it's nice to know one of us is getting some fun out of this infernal mix-up. I'm perfectly certain I'm not.
Oh, good morning, Marcia. I'm enchanted to see you. Well, looking better than ever, I see. And what can I do for you?
I've come to see you about Jeff's secretary, Mr. Fleming. There are one or two things I'm not happy about.
But Jeff tells me she's an excellent young woman. Efficient, diligent, all that sort of thing.
Perhaps she's just a little too diligent.
Oh? How do you mean?
Do you remember when Jeff flew north for a few weeks? I'd like to know just how the arrangements for Stella Bronson came to be altered.
Oh, well, now, Marcia, now look here. You know I'm very fond of you. We all are, but... Really? Do you think it's right to come asking me things like that? Things that only concern the firm?
They concern my husband, so they concern me. I can always approach you through my uncle, Mr. Fleming.
Tell me, does Jeff know you're here?
No.
You're putting me in a very awkward position. Obviously, you think there was some shenanigans over that interview.
I'm certain of it.
Oh, then you'll have to approach Jeff or your Uncle Tressida. I was satisfied, so apparently it was Jeff. I'm not going to turn round and give you chapter and verse of what Benny Puller had to say to me.
Why can't you?
It's against all reasonable principles, that's why. Because you're married to Jeff, you mustn't think you can use the firm as a lever over him.
I'm not trying to, Mr. Fleming. I asked you a simple question, and I'd like a simple answer. Whose idea was it for Stella Bronson to accompany my husband when he went north?
It was Benny Puller's idea. And now, Marcia, if you'll forgive me, I'm terribly busy. Anything more you wish to know, you'll have to ask Jeff. Will you excuse me?
Certainly. Goodbye, Mr. Fleming.
So, Mistress Marcia's beginning to lay down the law, is she? Well, if I know Jeff Pilgrim, she'll regret it. I know what I'd do if I were Jeff.
It's lovely to see you home for once, Jeff. What's the matter? Is Stella going out with someone else tonight?
Come here, Marcia.
I will not. Keep away. Now, Jeff, if
we're going to have this out completely, my dear. So we'll start off by showing you who's the boss.
No, Jeff. Jeff, just because you can force your kisses on me, you... You needn't think I'm kissing you, too.
Sometimes, darling, it's a very pleasant variation on the wifely orders. Now then. Sit down.
I will not. I'm only getting some things, and then I'm going back to Uncle Chesida's.
Really, aren't you being just a little childish? What are you peeved about, actually? Is it because I went to Stella's place, or because I didn't tell you?
Both. Because you're a cheat and because you're a liar.
I'm neither. I told you how I came to be at my secretary's place, and I'm not going through it again. And I didn't tell you any lies. I merely said I went back to the office. Without telling you, I went on to Stella's later.
Why didn't you?
Because I was trying to avoid a scene exactly like this. If you were a reasonably sensible woman instead of a jealous little squaw...
What did you call me?
Well, it's true, isn't it? If this sort of thing goes on much longer, I'll be afraid to raise my hat to a strange woman in the street.
You called me a squaw.
And it serves you right. Well, you're so insanely suspicious.
Shouldn't I be suspicious when you spend half your nights with that Bronson woman of yours? The harpy?
I worked with her one night for 3.5 hours.
And then lied about it.
All right, I admit I didn't tell you the complete truth. I should have. I shall in future. I'm very, very sorry. Now, please, can we behave like adults?
If behaving like an adult means looking the other way when my husband starts running about with other women, then I'm childish and I'll stay childish.
I'm not running about with other women and I never will be.
Then what do you call it?
I'm merely trying to make a success of my marriage and a success of my job. Now, is that so awful?
Oh, Jeff. If only you'd get rid of Stella Bronson.
Now, Marcia, I told you before, I won't have you running my office. You're the only woman on earth I give a bent penny for. You're my wife, Marcia, and other women I don't even see. Can't you understand that?
If you're so fond of me, you could at least tell me the truth.
I've admitted I was wrong, and I've said I'm sorry. Now, Marcia, this row's gone on long enough. Shall we call it off?
Oh, Jeff. Things like this happen, I go half crazy. I lay awake last night thinking the most awful things and hating you.
Hating me?
Almost.
Hey, do you know what we both want? We want some children to give us something to think of besides ourselves.
Children? Oh, no, Jeff, not yet. Oh, not yet, darling.
Why not?
Well, I mean, when you start having a family, you can't go anywhere. And you go to the pack and everything.
Go to the pack?
I mean, your figure and everything. Oh, not yet, Jeff, darling. Later, maybe. Jeff, couldn't we go somewhere tonight and dance?
Do you really want to?
Oh, yes. I have a gorgeous new dress that leaves one shoulder bare. It's quite the most exciting thing you've seen. Everyone will be simply staring at me.
Stella, my love, you look simply ravishing. I adore you.
Oh, shut up, Harry. You know I'm only here with you for the sake of appearances.
All right. Just because you're hot for Jeff Pilgrim doesn't say I can't admire you. Your gown. Listen, where does that one bare shoulder idea come from?
Oh, a mousy little dressmaker I wot of. Let's dance.
But definitely. Yours is the only such garment in the room. Or it was.
Where's the other one?
Marcia Pilgrim. There in the corner with Jeff. I didn't see them come in. We must go and say hello.
Oh, perfectly disgusting. She's dressed exactly the same as I am.
Listen, Pet. Are you sure Jeff's not buying dresses in pairs? One for Marcia, one for you.
Oh, don't be so utterly fatuous.
Darling, your lightning change of front's completely fascinating. It's amazing what seeing another woman in the same dress can do to you.
Hello there, you two. Having fun?
Oh, hello, Harry. Hello, Stella.
Hi there. Good evening, Mrs. Pilgrim.
I say, Jeff, we've managed to bring the two most dazzling women in the room. It's a pity they're sort of uniform.
Oh, I don't mind. Do you, Mrs. Pilgrim?
Jeff, take me home.
But darling, we've only just arrived.
I don't care. Take me home. Good night, Harry. Dear me, I believe I'm being cut dead. Does anyone feel a chill around here?
I'll see you people in the morning. Marcy has a headache.
I've nothing of the kind. I simply don't care for this place.
So it appears. Come along, Stella.
Good night, you two.
Good
seeing you, Marcia.
Well, what a impressive performance. Marcia doesn't like you one little bit, Stella.
That makes two of us. I don't like her. But after tonight, Mrs. Marcia Pilgrim's going to have even less reason to like me.
And what are you cooking up now, my pretty one?
Never mind. But this has been more or less a Marquess of Queensbury affair so far. From now on... Can you guess?
The gentleman's name was Rafferty, wasn't he?
Right. In future, Marcia Pilgrim, you'd better watch out. Because from here, it's Rafferty's rules. This settles it. I'm not going to put up with that Bronson woman 1 minute longer. I don't care what I do or how I do it. But I'm going to have her flung out of Tressida Bendigo and Company and out of Jeff's way. Starting tomorrow with Uncle Tressida. If she thinks she can come between my husband and me.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.